and meaningful.
A Russian delegation has arrived in Riyadh to join in talks toward a ceasefire deal in the morning. President Trump continued today with attacks on the federal judge whose order the administration appeared to ignore when it deported over 200 Venezuelans. And CBS's Nicole Skanga tells us more of those deportations are coming.
Venezuela announced this weekend it will begin accepting deportation flights again after reaching a deal with the Trump administration. CBS News has reached out to the White House, which has yet to weigh in.
Pope Francis is back at the Vatican, out of the hospital after battling pneumonia. CBS's Chris Libsey is there.
From the balcony of Rome's Gemelli Hospital, it was a long-awaited hello. A sigh of relief after what became the longest hospital stay in his papacy could very well have ended in goodbye. Thank you to everyone, the Pope said with a frail voice.
A Vatican statement says the Pope faces a two-month recovery. Voters who don't approve of the way President Trump and Elon Musk are handling cutting government continue to vent frustrations with their elected representatives. Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley got an earful at a town hall back home.
I can't count on the news media to tell you the things that I say in Washington, D.C.
Canada's new Prime Minister Mark Carney is calling for new elections in late April as he takes a strong stand against President Trump and his designs on Canada.
He wants to break us so America can own us. We will not let that happen.
There's a gala event at the Kennedy Center in D.C. tonight.
Conan O'Brien will be awarded the Mark Twain Prize for American Humor at the Kennedy Center in the first major ceremony there since President Trump took over as chairman of the board. Tonight's event, planned under the Biden administration, Democrats and Republicans are both expected to attend and acknowledge the elephants and the ginger in the room.
Don't worry, I'm lawyered up.
Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
There's rain and snow in the Midwest with slow and slippery travel conditions, especially from northern Minnesota to Michigan. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at JohnDeere.com.
Rock Legends, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. In the biopic, A Complete Unknown, actor Edward Norton portrays legendary folk singer Pete Seeger. Was he intimidated by the role?
There's going to be a lot of responsibility to capture the essence of someone that people love. It's like you just adrenaline in a good way, you know?
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Patagonia Outdoor Gear and Clothing Company is suing a small chain of discount stores over use of its logo.
California-based Patagonia has filed a federal lawsuit against Martin's Surplus and Salvage, a chain of 13 stores in Maine that's been around for 60 years. It sells factory surplus goods, among other things. The Portland Press-Herald says Patagonia, famous for its mountain range logo, alleges Martin's, quote, directed the manufacturing, distribution, and import of the fake products. Martin's says it had no idea the products, including down sweaters and jackets, weren't made by Patagonia and has removed them from their stores. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Alaska's Mount Spur volcano continues to show signs of unrest, leading to an alert level increase in Anchorage as fears of an eruption grow. The Alaska Volcano Observatory notes earthquake rumbling under the earth under the volcano with steam and gas emissions from the volcano summit. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, rain continues, windy conditions, a low around 31. Winds gust to 45 miles per hour. Becoming mostly sunny on your Monday, windy with a high near 44. Clear skies Monday night, a low of 30 degrees. For Tuesday, partly sunny and 45. Right now, 40 degrees.
say, I don't think of you. Cause when you say these things, you know it makes me blue. Give me one kiss and I'll be happy. Just to be with you.
Racine Quarry, local news and timeless hits.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be.
shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said something wrong, now I long for yesterday. Yesterday, love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Oh, no! want you, Peggy Sue. I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I want you.
When you grow up, girl, you're still living in a paper doll world. Living ain't easy, loving's twice as tough. So come back, baby, when you grow up. You're looking real good like a woman now. Your mind hasn't gotten the message somehow. So if you can't take it, when the going gets rough, come back, baby, when you grow up. I want you, girl, but your wide-eyed innocence has really messed up my mind, yeah. I'd rather you get your very first heartbreak somewhere else along the line. Come back when you grow. Twice as tough. Come back, baby, when you grow up. Come back when you grow up, girl. You've still got a lot of time left in the world. You'll someday be a woman ready to love. Come back, baby, when you grow up.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break into Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
Did you know there's a city in Wisconsin that goes all in on the idea of celebrating St. Patrick's Day for more than a week? Members of the Shamrock Club of New London, about an hour west of Green Bay, lead the festivities, which brings thousands of visitors to the area. But do you know what has officially kicked it all off for more than 40 years? Here's club member Ryan Lanning with the answer.
The Monday of our St. Patrick's week is we always have Leprechaun Day, and the leprechauns are responsible for changing the population signs symbolically from New London to New Dublin, and then they visit various schools and nursing homes, and we bring smiles more than anything, and we like to enlighten our community. That's part of what we're about, and truthfully, I think everybody looks forward to seeing us, seeing the green suits and all the mischief and shenanigans that we like to pull. It's just a great time for everybody.
Even the city council votes to make New Dublin the official name for New London this time of year. That is one slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Love.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Time to go.
and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We gotta make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Love runs high in this time. Give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you.
Who's your daddy?
Be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
Daddy,
he is he rich like me?
Has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
We'll be right back.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Be the day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. Day that I died. Helped a skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shelter. 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines.
Singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the left. that I'd die. In fists of rage, no angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died, he was singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. In the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast. The day the music died, and they were singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. They were singing.